Masai, I don't know if you know, you're 7-1.
Are we really?
I checked twice. I checked twice. I did my research before I came on air today.
Can I ask what that means to you, Masai?
Me as a fan, happy. Me as in my position, it means nothing, really. You know, like you got to keep figuring out ways that where you have to continue, sustain, you know, like you have to keep encouraging, you know, keep motivating. And our guys are not guys that, you know, like that need to be motivated. But you just have to keep finding ways to, you know, challenge. And we're trying to be a good team in the NBA. And it's not easy to be a good team. You know, everybody's it's like yesterday, you know, like we complain about the first three quarters and blah, 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 you know, like, but you know what? Every team is going to come and play you tough every day, you know, like, yeah, we're very hard and we're trying to get those three quarters better, but we're not going to win 81 games or 82 games. So it's tough, you know, like, but these guys have done a hell of a job. Casey has done a hell of a job. DeMar and Kyle leading us, you know, like I think the bench has been awesome and we just have to keep playing hard.
Masai Ujiri here on Tim and Sid. Masai, what does your team need to be better at? Because the feeling obviously around a 7-1 team is nice. Mm-hmm. What concerns you?
We just have to continue to grow, to learn how to win, you know, and learning how to win means starting games well. That means finishing games well, you know, like we learned a lot on how to play in the fourth quarter last year, which was good. You know, like now, how do we learn to play in the first quarter and the second quarter and just sustaining, you know, defending. And but I think Coach Casey has done an absolute, you know, like a great job with the team. But we must continue to grow. We must continue to get better individually as players and collectively as a team and start games better.
Do you as a general manager have benchmarks to show you your progress? Like what are the things you're looking for from this team so that you know that you have to tinker here, tinker there, or not tinker at all?
Well, I think we've always said it's just at a part where we have to leave it to kind of grow and continuity is going to be part of our growth. We have to give these players the platform to perform, and we're going to get punched in the face a couple times. There's going to be some adversity, you know, like we have to keep working with that and figure out how to, you know, and then we have to figure out how to stay, you know, like among the better teams. You know, how do you stay in the top four? How do you keep winning? Because at some point, a couple of things will hit you in the NBA. It's 82 games, so there are many benchmarks for me. We have to keep working. Your mind is always working, but for now, I think it's just trying to stay consistent and see how, you know, like the first few months of this season go.
You mentioned the punch in your face analogy, and I actually like it because I used to be a big fan of boxing, and I always noticed that there were three types of boxers. There were those who were so good they never tasted their own blood. Mm-hmm. There were those who got punched in the face, tasted their blood, and thrived on it. And there are mm-hmm. those who ran away with the tails between their legs once mm-hmm. they tasted. Do you want to see this team get punched in the face, kind of?
I don't know if we are good enough to be the team that's going to punch and not get punched at all.
Right.
Yeah, so we have no choice almost. We're going to be punched in the face. That's just that's the nature of the NBA. You know, guys are going to come at you. They're a good team, great teams out there. You know, like we're not an elite team by any yet. But we're a growing team. So growing teams are going to go through growing pain. So yes, we're going to get punched in the face. Can we say Brooklyn punched us in the face last year? We competed, yeah. You know, like, but at the end of the day, we didn't win that series, you know, like, so those are all learning experiences that we hope to kind of grow from.
Masai Ujiri here on Tim and Sid. Raptors are 7-1. take on the Bulls, excuse me, tomorrow night. If they took on the Bills, you'd be getting punched in the face a little bit, too. Yeah,
tough matchup. I don't know if we'll be ready to take
on the Bills. Although right now, I think you could probably take a lead against the Bills into the fourth quarter, but that's just my opinion. So tomorrow night, Masai, it's one game out of 82, and I understand that. But your program just doesn't get on TNT a lot in the regular season. What would it mean as a selling tool to take on a Bulls team with Derrick Rose tomorrow night and get a result on such a huge North American platform that is a TNT broadcast? What does that do for you?
You know, TV is TV. It's one game. Honestly, I tell these guys, if we're going to be good, you know, like we have to take it to that level. And you know what? All the crying here, blah, blah, blah. We don't get on TV. We don't do this. We don't do that. Well, we went from one game to 11 games or something like that on NBA TV and TNT and ESPN all combined. But, you know, like that's the stage, you know, like, hey, you want to fight with the big dogs, you know, like you, here it is. Now we have to go do it. We're not backing away. We're going to go and face that challenge. And I know these guys are longing for it. But as an organization, it's what you want, you know. So it's one game, guys. Honestly, it's one game. But I won't shy away and say, you know, like we're not going to be up for the challenge, or you know, like we're not going to think about it like that, because every game counts in the NBA, just like yesterday. So with this one has a little bit of a stage, and you know what? We'll go try to fight for it.
Like, I understand that it's one game and we play 82 in a year, and I'm a huge fan of the We the North idea, that we're our own entity and that you don't need any sort of vindication from south of the border to prove what you're doing. But this is a spot where good teams live in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can take a little while for good teams to get used to being in that spot a lot. Is that a true statement, that sometimes you just have to walk those steps necessary so that when you get to the playoffs, you're ready for it?
Yes. This is somewhere where you want to be. It's somewhere where, you know what, as an athlete, as a team, whatever it is, you know, like you want to be there. You want to be on that stage. And the one thing I love about these guys and coach and Carl DeMar and the team, you know, like you can see they accept challenges and they want it. You know, like these guys are dedicated, really, like this team themselves, and they want it. They want to do it. You know, and we're going to have to go through those stages, but these guys are not going to back away. I can't guarantee you that one.
So the fans, I understand why they're hyped, because they're not in this spot very often, and it's not against a good team very often. But can you look at this game versus the Bulls in the national spotlight as a kind of a litmus test of where you're at?
You know what? It's early in the season. We're in first place. Chicago is in first place also, or something like that. You know, like I don't know exactly what it is. You know, like I just know it's like top two out of or three of the teams
in the East
conference. Yeah, meeting. You know, like, and that, whatever it is, whoever is playing is going to create some kind of, you know, like hype and big game. But there's an edge to us, you know, like I can honestly say that, you know, like we feel it within us, you know, like, and I hope the fans feel it, you know, I know their expectations. For me, our expectation is winning, because we want to be a winning organization, but we're not going to win 81, 82 games, you know, and we're going to go through growing pains, and we're going to grow as a team, you know, like we're not an elite team yet, but it's going to be a very good stage for us, and I think the fans should be very excited about it, because the guys are going to play their hearts out.
Masai Ujiri, general manager of the Raptors here on Tim and Sid. Masai, one of my takeaways from last night is, and not for the first time, one of your opponents goes small late, and Valanciunas can't really handle the pace. Mm-hmm. If you want to get to where you want to get to, that's going to have to change, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, yesterday he just, I think he's finished a lot of the game, I think even all of the games, regardless of small or big. I think yesterday he just, he had trouble, you know, like going yesterday. He had, it wasn't one of his better days. And I think, I don't think it was more of going small. I think coach just, felt like the couple other guys were more ready at that time. But I think it's a one game off, you know, like obviously there's some Giants coming into town tomorrow, so we'll need him even more. But yeah, I think combined with his hand and, you know, like he wasn't playing so well at the time, you know, I think that was the reason.
Masai, final question. We got about 90 seconds. Hypothetical. Another GM calls you up. I know it's early, but I'm sure you guys are calling each other all the time. They call you up and they say, Masai, right now, what's your priority? If you're going to add anything, what do you need? What would you tell him?
I ask him what his business is. Why the hell are you calling me asking me that?
Hey, I'm just a GM trying to improve a team, you know. I'm just putting out feelers, besides, all, you know, I'm just
I don't know. You know, like right now, you know, like again, we want to grow and give these guys a platform. It takes a while, you know, like for us to evaluate our teams every year, and I think we're at that period. So when I go on your show, you know, like December 15th or so, I'll be able to maybe answer the GM.
All right, fair enough.
As always, Sid wrote down December 15th on his piece of paper.
I will be prepping the entire time for that next question, Masai. I'll be practicing.
Masai, as always, really appreciate the time and the conversation.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys. You guys are great. Thank you.